7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings be eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination, and the soul that eateth of it shall bear his iniquity. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. For whosoever eateth the fat of the beast, or which men offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. Whatsoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And he that eateth of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes, and be unclean unto the even. He also that beareth the carcass of it shall wash his clothes, and be unclean unto the even. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. And every soul that eateth that which died of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the even. Then shall he be clean. Therefore every one that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord. And that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And the men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies. So none of the people tasted any food. Then answered one of the people and said, thy father straitly charged the people with an oath, saying, cursed be the man that eateth any food this day. And the people were faint. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. Behold now Behemoth, which I made with thee, he eateth grass as an ox. Thus they change their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth, and saith, I have done no wickedness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. The fool foldeth his hands together, and eateth his own flesh. All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. And the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. He burneth part thereof in the fire, with part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself, and saith, aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. They hatch cockatrices' eggs, and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge.
He said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said,
And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? As they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another, who is weak, eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard, and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Or who feedeth a flock, and eateth not of the milk of the flock? For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.